I first had an idea of writing a soap based on the Isle of Wight about 20 years ago. Originally, the idea was going to be based around a car showroom, and I sent off some of the script to a few radio stations, and although they didn't say yes, they were quite positive in their reply, and that gave me encouragement. I used to take students down to Vectis Radio for their school show, and within this show, we had a link, me and another member of staff looking back on something, so how old phones used to be, something like that, and I didn't think it was terribly good. So one day I approached Ian and said, could I write a soap and that could be the link? And he said, yes, yeah, give it a try. So with another member of staff, so there's only two characters, I came up with the idea that, well, she can be my lodger, and it went from there. In time, I felt I wanted to explore and expand the plot, and I needed more characters. And I also didn't want the restrictions of it being within a school show, because I had to be quite careful as to what I wrote, obviously. So I thought, well, if I take it out of the school programme, I can almost write anything. So I approached Ian, and he said, yes, we'll find a slot for you. So I did advertise, and I did ask a couple of friends, and now we have about 14 characters. Originally, the only thing I had in my mind was my character's name, Penny. And Ken from France came over to the Isle of Wight, and we went out for a walk, and I said, oh, I'm looking for a title. And we went through various ideas, and eventually said, well, have you got any characters' names? And I said, yeah, it's Penny. It's the only thing I've got. And he came up with Penny for Your Thoughts. And I thought, yeah, I like that. And that's how the name of the soap's come about. Sometimes I sit there with a blank page and I think, what am I going to write? And then suddenly it just all comes. I literally just write. I don't even put the characters' names in sometimes. And then I go back and edit it, and hopefully it all makes sense. And I enjoy it. It's fun to write, and I hope some people find it fun to listen to. As for where will it go, gosh, I don't know. I'm grateful that it's been running for so long. When I first started, I said to my husband, oh, if it runs 6 weeks, I'll be pleased. And of course, the 100th episode came and went, and now we've done 115th. I hope all the cast enjoy it and will stay and continue. I hope I get more characters. So if anyone is listening, do contact Vectis Radio and come down on a Friday and meet everyone. See if you'd like to be involved.